Welcome to episode 5 of
Derailed.
Derailed!
Great boy!
I just got trolled, for those of you listening.
Derailed.
There we go. We still got it in. Yeah, that's awkward. Okay. Anyway, it's an awkward start.
That's what she said.
PG-13.
All right.
So this is the special edition Thanksgiving episode of Derailed. Because we will not be here next week to record this.
So we're making this twice as long?
This will be a 3-hour episode.
No.
3-hour episode.
Okay.
No.
Three-hour tour? Let's just start right off the top talking about the giving of thanks. Okay? And we're going to go around the table. First, introduce yourself again to those listening. And then, what are you thankful for?
Like, as we introduce ourselves?
Yes. Yeah, what are you thankful for? I'm going to start over here to my left. Who's over here to my left? Introduce yourself.
Hi.
Gosh dang. Every single time. Gosh.
Hi. I'm Donovan. And this year, I'm thankful for our listeners.
Oh!
Because we started 5 weeks ago.
Great answer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Darren, and I am extremely thankful for my family.
Oh. Dang.
And I consider you all family.
Wow.
Except Lucas. Lucas, you're not.
Wow. Lucas is wearing moon boots today. And they're
moon
classy.
Boots.
They're classy. I like them.
Interesting.
Anyway, go ahead, Cordell. What are you thankful for?
I don't get to see my name.
Yeah, say it, though.
Jeez.
This is Cordizzi for Sheezy off the Himi Balimi. And I am thankful for snow.
You're thankful for it?
Yes.
So you like
yellow
the winter?
Yellow or white? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yellow snow or white snow?
I mean, that sounds kind of racial, if you ask me.
Okay, now we're crossing boundaries. We're really getting derailed again. Chance, our producer, what are you thankful for?
Next.
He's thankful
for nothing.
I didn't think about it enough before.
Why don't you say I didn't know they were
you're
coming
thankful
to me.
For your wonderful girlfriend, Brianna.
Whoa, jealousy much.
Putting words in my mouth, but I guess I'll take it.
I'm just saying it's easy points.
I'm kidding.
Easy points. That's a layup.
It is.
Alley-ooped it.
I thought you were going to say you're thankful for Kanye West.
I was trying to think of something
he
that goes with the Let's Get This Bread
the album again.
Let's get this bread.
I'm thankful for this
guys,
this day our daily bread.
We're going to dive into a bunch of topics.
Yikes.
We're going to close the show with more Thanksgiving talk. I just wanted to open it up with that. But I've got a lot of more scenarios
of
for
more.
You
a
all.
A lot of more scenarios.
Hey, welcome to episode 6 of Lot of More.
Okay. Lot of More. That's my
I'm Jacob
Lot
of More. Okay.
Spin off.
That would be my name. Anyway. Let's just come right out of the gate with it, guys. Feel free to talk as long as you want. And if we can have one question fill up the entire time,
ooh,
so be it. I'm just kidding.
So what you're saying is we're going back to episode 3?
Yes.
Time to filibuster.
Filibuster, no. That would actually be incredible, wouldn't it? If we could fill an entire episode with one question. That would be the greatest question of all time.
I mean, we can. All you have to do is ask it again.
Like, see, I'm filibustering. I'm filibustering.
Literally, you ask the one question again. Donovan will leave, and then the rest of us will sit here and be like,
okay,
no.
That's a good point.
No.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, if Donovan leaves, I want to change what I'm thankful for.
If you had 2 pills, okay.
Take them both.
Illegal drugs. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
If you have 2 pills and it's, I almost said Samuel L. Jackson.
What is this?
The one that makes me Samuel L. Jackson. Yes. I don't care if the other one gives me $1 million somehow. I will be Samuel
if
L.
Morpheus,
Jackson.
Okay, is holding 1 pill. Okay, one.
Oh, wow, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Scott. Wow. Oh, wow, Scott.
You love it. Hey, one lets you change your past, and the other lets you see your future. Which one are you picking and why?
I want to see my future.
Really?
Yeah, there's not too many things I would change about my past.
Okay.
It would not be worth wasting it over.
Okay. What would you be like looking for in particular, like future-wise? What would you like to see?
If I find a better job.
No, dang! Coming out with a fire.
No.
Fire enough.
I would like to see how much better the next 2 lab supervisors are going to be over the 2 we currently have.
We're thankful for the current,
Amen.
I feel deep sarcasm.
No,
through
stop.
That.
No,
I
mean, stop.
I felt genuine sincerity.
As Cordell's taking a sip, he just.
It's the holiday season. You got to be genuine.
Sure.
Not a hint of facetiousness.
Oh, my gosh.
At all.
No, real quick, I thought you were going to give me like a family type answer, like what your kids would be doing.
I mean,
but you
no,
didn't even hit me with that.
No. I mean, Honestly,
we are his kids. Remember, he said he considered us part of the family.
That's right.
Damn, I'm disappointed.
Yo, yo.
Oh, it's like real dad.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Dude, you guys can sleep on his couch if you want to.
Okay, that's fine.
Why would I?
Nope.
I mean, I'd be downstairs in the movie room.
That's just true. Saying.
Just open the door. I had a nightmare.
He's just shaking his head. He's just shaking his head. But no, you wouldn't want to see.
You know, I don't know.
See what Toby's doing?
Years from now.
That's kind of scary.
It's scary.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's either one doesn't really do anything for me. I don't need to change my past.
It doesn't do anything.
My future's
a man of no means. He's a man of means by no
I'm
means.
I'm anxious to hear your all's decisions.
Either of the pills.
Who has the response locked and loaded?
I'm going to say change the past.
What would you change?
Probably just tell myself to get my my life together before I did. I didn't really start shaping up till about sophomore year of high school. I feel like I could have done more.
You're shaped up?
No. I've fallen back apart, but I feel like I'd be a little further apart, broken down.
This is where you cue the Sarah McLachlan music.
No.
Yes. But so until sophomore year of high school, it was a mess for you?
Yeah, I was a mess. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't involved in anything.
Were you a hot mess?
No.
Your high school.
I didn't get hot till junior year. Oh. All right.
He came out of summer that year, and it was just like, whoa, who is this new guy?
Basically, yeah. No, I hit my final growth spurt. So it was just like, before I would hit a growth spurt, I'd get real chunky. I'd store up my energy, and then I would release it over a summer and just get real tall.
Chunky. Like, how much weight would you put on?
Oh, I mean, it seemed like the weight stayed the same. It was just redistributed.
All of a sudden, your legs are just like giant.
I mean. Yeah, I know. But I feel like I'm going to hit you with this, though. The future pill is useless.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like in all those Greek tragedies, they go to the oracle, you see the future, and you're like, no, I'll never do all those stupid things. But and then in trying to avoid all those stupid things, that's exactly how it happens.
The self-fulfilling prophecy.
I mean, but isn't that the whole, I'm drawing a blank, but Scrooge and all that, like...
He saw
the future, and then he was able to change it because he didn't like his future.
See, I don't think that's... I mean,
see, like, I can agree with that.
Okay, that's fair.
God forbid there's a tragedy in your future and you see it. Wouldn't you want to do something to prevent that from happening?
I always think that with the time travel thing, I like the time travel where it's like if you go back and change something, it just cancels itself out anyways. So I don't know. It's like,
Cordell, what do you got?
No.
What happens no matter what. It's so, like the whole time travel thing. You go back and kill baby Hitler. Oh, snap, that wasn't baby Hitler. The family adopts the baby that would actually end up being Hitler. It's that kind of situation.
Okay, but
it's
we're not talking about going back and changing.
But Well, we kind of are.
No.
It's your past.
We're talking about a tragedy. Like,
let's say you see yourself on a plane crash.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that flight.
Exactly. You wouldn't get on that flight.
Granted, I might die some other way.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put myself in a position that I
die
know.
That day.
Yeah, they're like AH-1731. Get them off that.
If
flight.
You guys watch the documentary Final Destination, you know if you cheat death that way,
you say
you're
documentary
die in a crazier way.
These are based on true life events. People getting fried in a tanning bed. Yeah. Anyway,
Cordell,
what you got for me?
So since I look at these pills, they're like liquid caps. So I could cut them in half.
You could crush these and snort.
No, I could merge them together, and so I'd be able to do both.
No, guess what?
What?
Here's how it's presented. One in each hand, you grab it, and the other one just disappears. And
you can't action replay this. Yeah. You can't
action replay.
So give me.
I load my save state.
What would you do?
I mean, I'm more for going into the past because the future is always in motion.
Okay.
So even if you do see the future, something will change in decision making, and so you probably won't get that same future.
Do you know anything in particular you would change?
I probably do, but I ain't going to tell you fools.
Oh, dang. Oh, are we fools. We fools. Okay. Yeah, throw the headset down. We out. It's a Cordell show.
There's the trigger word.
There it is. Yeah, fools. Yes, I fools. Chance, what pill are you injecting into your arm?
Well, what suppository do you choose?
I'm doing the future one, but I only want to see like 10 minutes ahead.
10 minutes?
Because I don't want to spoil what's about to happen to me.
What if in the 10 minutes you see yourself dying?
He's like, oh,
well,
crap.
Well, then, however I see myself dying, I'm avoiding that situation.
He's sitting in a corner
and
curled up.
And in doing so, that's what kills you.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we die anyways, so I mean,
oh, that just got real deep.
Then why?
Crap happens.
I'm saying, why see the future?
Okay.
Anyways.
But if you have nothing in your past you want to change and you're forced to pick an answer.
Yeah, I love my past.
Oh, it made me who I am.
I mean,
it
I'm
built
guessing.
Who I am, boy.
I'm guessing that Chance would have wanted to go back and change the past like this last Friday night. How was your last Friday night there, Chance?
I mean, I don't even, my high school lost a football game. But
district championship, boy.
So if he could go back in his past, you're saying he would do like a Tanya Harding and take out one of the
but I didn't play or anything, so I'm not like.
I mean, apparently nobody from Harrisonville did.
No, dude, no, he's talking trash now. We're getting.
How cold was it out there, though, for real?
Dude, his mic.
It was literally like 2 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
It was freezing. Okay. Well, but, hey.
Wow, I love the solid burn. I love that.
It was a good game.
Hey, we're thankful for the subtle but not so subtle jabs. We're thankful for that.
They're full left hooks, dude.
Full left hooks. Yeah, we come right out of the gate with it.
Coming straight out of the chest. It's
so
okay.
Everyone here likes sleep, right?
True dat.
It's one of my favorite. Does anyone?
I love sleep.
Yes. Does anyone
love to
in
actually
here?
Get
does
some any, sometime.
Does anyone in here think to themselves, "I wish I had that time that I'm wasting sleeping
all the time"?
No, because I'd just be staring at the wall.
Okay, this is my question.
My free time is spent doing
how
nothing.
Do you think your life would change if you didn't need sleep? Physically, you felt fine without any sleep.
Dude, I get so much crap.
What would you do with the extra time?
Just,
ooh.
Just walk around and creep and sculpt. Become a creature of the night. Go to Walmart.
Would you
at
become
weird
a night walker?
Yeah, really,
I feel like,
honestly.
I feel like Donovan would become like a B-rated Batman and just be walking around town.
It's a vigilante.
Yeah.
He's saving Warrensburg from different crimes, but he's got to pull up in his own car. He just pulls.
That's my big, dumb white truck.
Can you run the license plates on that vehicle, please?
Exactly. We take him right to him.
The only
crime.
Dude with an Arizona license plate in, like, the Tri-County area.
Tri-County.
Yeah, I like that. Tri-County.
Are we on an episode of Phineas and Ferb?
That's, Phineas and Ferb.
Better than Blathemus.
Was that Kirk Douglas?
No, Kirk Douglas and Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Better than Blathemus.
I know what we're going to do today.
That's right. So we know Donovan will be an absolute creeper. Oh, creeper of the night.
100%.
Chance, what are you doing with that extra time?
Honestly, probably playing video games.
Oh, you would just game it out.
No, I don't know. There's a lot I could do. I could write a novel.
But would you?
I could go on
exactly.
A long
would
walk.
You? Would you, though?
It depends. If I have that time, I might.
Okay. That's what we're exactly talking about. If you had that time, what would you do?
Okay, hey, if I have that time, then yeah.
Really
you're
hard.
Writing a book.
Cordell, what? You're peeking real hard there, bud.
Yeah. I'm all the way over here.
Well, yeah, you're yelling. Still just Cordell putting it directly in there.
I'm dying over here. He said, well, it depends on the time.
That's not like what the question was geared towards.
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't just do one thing, you know?
I get you.
I'd do a
I
whole lot
you.
Of things.
You would like start painting classes.
Oh, dude, I would
like
be
that.
The next Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
I take.
Darren, what are you doing with that extra time?
Probably watching The Office.
Oh, go out walking.
You and my sister.
Is there any point at which you will get tired of that show?
In the moonlight.
I feel like there has to be.
Yeah, there has to be for sure.
When they reboot it. When they reboot it, Darren will watch that.
I mean, I would. Yeah. As long as
no original cast.
No,
you did not have to do that.
He'll go out walking.
Let me ask that question. Would you all watch The Office if it rebooted with none of the original
searching
cast?
For you. No.
Well, I don't watch it now, so I mean, probably not.
Wow.
I don't, yeah.
Triggered.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd like to change my mind. Hot dogs are not sandwiches.
Wow. Throwback response.
I'm going to say no. Because they make TV shows different now than they used to. And I'm not even talking about content. It's just like they're different. They feel different.
Hmm. Okay.
In just a really weird, hard to describe way. Just like when you watch an old movie, it feels like a completely different experience than watching a modern day movie.
Social imbalance.
I'd like to know how many people are actually watching The Conners now that it's not Roseanne.
Without Roseanne, yeah. I haven't watched any of it. Has anyone here watched any?
No.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
So once they fired Roseanne, they kept the show going and changed the name to The Conners. But I don't know that it's...
The thing is, I haven't heard anything about canceling it, so I feel like it's actually doing decent.
I'm sure it's doing fine. I don't know. Once the Big Bang Theory goes down, I'm sure that a lot of shows will start getting watched now.
That show is going down.
Feel so bad for all the grandmas. How are they going to relate to their nerdy grandkids?
You'll watch Young Sheldon.
You're just like a Sheldon.
Yeah, you'll watch Young Sheldon. But anyway, Cordell, did you give me an answer?
I mean, I would do a lot more stuff. Like, I would work.
Oh, right.
So mysterious.
I might take on another job or something. I don't know.
Another persona.
I mean, if minimum wage is raised to $12, maybe that's what I'll do with that extra time.
Hey, not for another 5 years. Just kidding.
Four and a half.
That was a good point, though. If you don't have to sleep at all, dude, you get another job.
That's true.
You're raking it in.
Yeah, honestly, I just I'd probably just become an Uber driver.
Yes. Because, during the sleeping hours, man.
Honestly.
In his creepy white truck with the Arizona license plate. And hop on in. I'll take you to Walmart.
Like, what's this? Walmart's. They're like, what's this knockoff Batman costume in the back seat for?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't mind that.
They're like, oh, you're into that too? I'm like, no, drastically different thing. You completely misunderstood.
That's amazing. I'm going to hit you with one that really is like kind of a, it's an interesting one.
It's
a hot take, okay? Theoretically, okay, these are, hypotheticals, of course, but if humans could live forever, how would we control the population?
We snap our fingers.
Lottery.
Yeah, it's Thanos.
Obviously.
Really, though.
If humans live forever, how would we control the population? It's getting a little genocide-y, don't you think?
Oh, I'm off to different planets.
Yeah, I want you to go there.
I don't know. As a white male, I don't feel qualified to answer this. Or perhaps I'm overqualified to answer this question.
This is a lie. Donovan is not a white male.
I'm not going to do it. I know what you're setting me up to do. I'm not going to do it.
I tried. I really tried.
I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I think you'd almost end up in either a situation of the Hunger Games, or you'd end up in a society that's actually more advanced and they're actually wanting to explore more than just their blasted planet.
So we would go beyond Earth.
I feel like we would at that point in time.
Because,
we would still have the greatest minds that would actually be
forever.
Able to, So they would keep developing new theories or actually solve things.
So are you saying that people stop dying like right now? Or is it people have
let's
never
say effective January
die?
1 like the minimum wage.
The mortality rate goes down by 75%.
But here's the thing. People will continue to still have kids.
Oh.
How do you control the population?
You go like China and just one kid per.
I feel like there's no way you can, because either way it's gonna overrun the planet.
Yeah, so you would have to start.
It's inevitable
moving.
At that
time. Yeah.
So do you have...
You have a death lottery.
But ironically, I took the pill and saw into the future.
That's a good point.
Wow.
And
wow.
The population's just fine.
He took his death lottery number out of the system.
He's like, we're good, guys. We're good.
It'd have to be like some sort of creepy lottery where after you hit like... It'd probably have to be a super young age if we're still
like
allowed 100. To have kids. No, it'd have to be like 35.
Holy cow.
If people are having kids at the same rate, you're going to have to start killing young people. It's not like, you can live till 75. And then
that's another question.
Why
if you're
not
living,
the people who are 400?
Like, when's the peak whenever you're living forever? Like, is it like at 40 or is it whenever you look like a 100-year-old man and you just really can't move?
Well, if we're going...
And you're like Yoda just floating around in this little chair.
If we're going off the classic film In Time starring Justin Timberlake, you stop aging at 28 years old. And that's when your clock starts ticking.
We've got 4 seconds to save the world.
God, that movie sucked. Went on a date to that movie, and we were both just like, wow, that was a movie, huh?
And just like that day, you guys ran out of town.
That was an omen.
Anyway.
Rough.
Anyway.
No. I'd probably just stop aging at like 25.
Okay.
But then once you hit 35 biological years, I'm sure that's when you get entered into the system, and you're like, you can get chosen. But that's such a bummer life. I don't want that.
I mean, this
I don't
want
to live past 35, but I want it to be like.
Hang on. No, you don't want to live past 35. Donovan wants to go young, man.
YOLO. You can't say things like that.
Yeah, you can. I got to report that.
Strike that from the record.
That's too late.
This is kind of okay. This is a weird question.
I think Chance would just be in charge of the purge.
He would.
He got so excited about that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
His eyes lit up.
Dude, his apartment probably, like, he already has, like, the drop down, like, bar. Just like,
he just presses a button and the wall swings around.
I go into the bat cave.
Get out of there.
It's just his bathroom. It's just his bathroom.
And that's what I do.
It's the back of Donovan's truck.
It's got, like, the topper. On, like, the topper.
I do have a topper on my truck.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Dude, like, that's your mobile command center.
Topper or camper shell?
Not a camper shell, but it is a topper. It's like an actual.
Okay. This is a weird question. What is like an age as you get
69.
Older?
69.
All right.
An age that you would see yourself like, gosh, this is such a dark question.
I hit 70, I'm done.
Yeah, like at what, like what age, into the ocean. At what age do you just say, okay, I've lived a good life. Like I've lived a long enough life Like, I'm good now.
It really depends on what's going on for me. If I'm retired at 75 and I've been retired for like 20 years, yeah. I'm like, all right, when I'm waiting.
Dude, if you retire at 55, I'd be amazed.
I can only play Call of Duty Black Ops 27 for so long before I just want to end it.
Man, I can't aim anymore.
I mean, that's a great question or a great statement right there.
What?
Call of Duty 27.
Will this generation?
Oh, yeah.
Be playing video games into their 70s and 80s.
That actually
100%.
I think we would.
We'll have the first nursing homes with
gaming
like
centers.
Yes.
Set
up.
Blows my mind.
Come on, Agnes. I want to play Pikmin 12.
Yeah.
But my arthritis won't let me. Well, I'm playing it with my mind.
With my mind.
We would have VR headsets.
He died.
The Stephen Hawking thing where they with the
I'm
eyeballs
playing it
like
with my eye movement.
So when you died, did you just do the Pac-Man noise? Like if you died,
you died.
Another one bites the dust, guys.
Honestly, if that'd be a great way to go.
Well, it's also another point where the generation that's coming up now, like post 2000, and these kids all have like phones very young. You know, they're growing up on mobile gaming and apps and things like that. They will probably be playing things throughout their entire. You know, like it's going
to
be.
Which, not to change subjects, has anybody seen the video on Facebook? Is where I saw it, where the mom gave her daughter $20 bill and said, "Put $20 worth of gas in the in the car," and she tried to put the 20 into the gas pump.
This is not
like
real.
She couldn't figure out where to put it.
How old's the kid?
Like. Three. Almost driving range age, like mid-teens.
This is real story.
Yes.
I'll bring it up.
But when was the last time you saw anybody go and be like, put 20 on 12?
I mean, a lot of people
But I'm saying that's what's weird.
He's making a point that there are people out there that don't know how.
That's
like they pay with card and that's it. You know, they don't even know the cash world.
It kind of blows my mind because it says right there on the machine usually it's like swipe card or pay inside.
But then they'll think they insert the cash inside of the machine. Like pay inside.
I don't know why that doesn't work that way.
How funny would that be if you could just Oh, it's a video. Hang on. Oh, hang on, we're watching it. Okay, $20. Hold it up closer to the mic, there.
What do I do with cash? There's no slot to dispense it in.
Dude, this is just a savage parent.
Honestly, kind of set her up to fail there.
Oh, this is
the
sad.
The thing is not taking the cash.
Oh, this is so sad. This is so sad.
But if it looks, I don't know. I can't see the daggum pump.
Well, she literally called it the card thing.
Oh, here she goes.
She's watching BP.
She's trying to put the cash into the gas pump. She's trying to put in the receipt slot.
Okay, wow. First off, did this parent ever like teach this kid how this works?
Yeah, that's what you gotta think.
So, true story. First time I saw this.
Yeah.
First thing I did was took my kids to the gas pump and show them that you go inside.
Hey, that's a good parenting moment, right there.
Teach your kids life skills.
Honestly, I wouldn't have thought about that because we don't pay for cash. Pay with cash.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I paid for cash.
Yeah. See, I used to get yelled at. Me and my brother used to get made fun of by our parents for not having, as they called them, life skills.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you got to teach your kids life skills before you start making fun of them.
Yeah, I agree.
For not knowing.
Firm believer.
But she didn't seem like she was ridiculing her. Maybe she was just documenting how crazy it was.
Oh,
I think she had the same take that Darren has, where it's just like,
but
this is wild.
This is a good question.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail
No,
us.
I like this. I like this. I like this. Because now, oh my God, now that brings up a good point off of that. A parenting moment could have been had, but instead she took the time to just record her daughter looking like a fool, and now it's gone viral.
Yeah.
We're here for the view.
So even though she wasn't ridiculing her, now her daughter's getting the ridicule of all of the internet. So what does that say?
But exactly what we all said here was the parents are to blame.
Yes, I agree.
So she actually ridiculed herself.
So it's like, why record that?
Oh, I mean, okay, it is funny.
But then share it. Like, why is it shared? You know, like, why did that go viral?
Okay, all it does is take you putting it on your own Facebook for,
that's true.
I mean, six I degrees of separation, am I right?
No. No, I think without seeing the original post, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But you would hope that that's not going to become a trend where it's like, look at my stupid kid, doesn't know how to walk yet, and it's like a toddler, it's like a baby.
You seen the soccer dad over the weekend?
Did what?
No. The one that shoved his kid
His kid was goalie, like 6 year old. And this kid was taking a shot, and the dad just shoved his kid into the ball.
What?
And then another kid came up and scored the goal after that. But he actually stopped the ball on the initial shot.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Pretty funny.
What are we doing?
Pretty funny.
No, it was funny, but was, I don't know if I necessarily agree with doing it.
No, not at all. I mean, yeah. Shoving your kids or just
winning the game?
I'm what do you care about more? Blocking the ball, you know? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
It was.
I don't agree with abusing kids.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. This is Chance's true feelings. Just kidding. It's not. It's to our to our future sponsors. Our producer is not like that.
Anyway. I would just like to point out how far we've come since episode one. Episode one, Donovan pushing. Would not put the headphones on his head because he's afraid to mess up his hair. And now he just took a stocking cap off.
That looks like a penguin.
And his hair is a mess.
Yeah, my hair is a mess.
It's really,
really
not,
stressing
really not
me
as
out.
Bad. It's really
it's
not as
really
bad.
Stressing
we've come a
me
long
out.
Way.
You just, never mind. If you were guaranteed to succeed, what is one thing you would most want to do? Guaranteed success.
This is kind of like the question you asked last week where it's
this
like
this is about a skill. It's about a skill. Guaranteed success.
Guaranteed success.
One time thing. You couldn't do it every time. But one time, guaranteed success.
So it's like a one and done?
Yeah, one and done.
Win a NASCAR race.
Oh, okay.
Win the lottery.
Oh, that's not a.
You want to go fast, Ricky Bobby?
I mean, it'd be fun because that's something I would never, ever do. Yeah, okay. No, like, ever. But if I got like one chance to succeed one time at doing it, it'd be winning a NASCAR race.
You want
to
do
I can see that. That is fun.
You would want to do the flip, the confetti.
Oh, dude, 100%.
The milk. Kissing the brick.
Okay, wait, though.
That's Formula 1.
I can't do a backflip, so if I win, do I get guaranteed success at the backflip?
Nope, you
failed.
No.
You break your neck on the backflip after the race?
I'm not backflipping.
All the money you made on the race goes to the medical bills. It's a real Twilight Zone situation.
That really sounds like a Black Mirror episode, big time.
I prefer Twilight Zone.
Okay, Black Mirror. What would you guys, what would you guys in here, what would you do?
Guaranteed success.
Guaranteed success.
One thing.
One
in a movie.
Oh, okay. You've been successful in the past. I'm not. Okay. Just kidding.
I can't help. I can't help but laugh because you're going to school to do that. Like, isn't that the whole goal? To do that on a consistent basis?
No, but I think he's more talking like right out of the gate to have like a bigger movie be
that's
a success.
Different.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was once
I'm
in a
saying,
lifetime.
Like, right now, where I'm at right now, I'd love to just be able to just make a feature film.
Yeah.
That actually works out.
Just be done.
Well, you know, get my foot in the door and not have to go through all the other.
Cordell, how you feeling over there? What's going through your head? Success, one and done. What are you thinking?
To retire.
That's
you're guaranteed
skill.
To fail retirement? I mean, not guaranteed, but you're thinking you're going to fail retirement?
No, I want to be guaranteed retirement. I want to be guaranteed retirement because of the way how this society is going. Retirement can be a little off. So I like to at least have guaranteed retirement.
I might fail this retirement thing, guys. I might fail this.
It's not that I'm going to fail. It's that the government's going to fail
me. I'm
going to
blow all my 401k immediate.
No, it's not going to be me who blows the 401k.
It's going to be Lucas.
Makes sense.
Too many money hats.
Living in Cabo.
He said money hats. He combined the money shirt and the fedora to a money hat.
But he was taking real bills from the 401k to make the hat and the shirt.
It's an origami money hat.
I could see it. I could totally see it. Oh, my gosh. Those are good answers. Those are good answers.
I win.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Dude, the retirement is just great. Okay.
I didn't answer.
Oh, you didn't.
Why did you choose
me? No, let's go. Let's go. Move on.
Dang, he did.
You literally just put attention to yourself.
Who do we feel like listens to this podcast?
You.
Who is that?
Nikki. No, we got plenty of listeners ranging anywhere from Sedalia to Warrensburg.
I have mixed feelings about the response I want to give.
Really?
It'd be good for some good laughs, at least in this group.
Let's do it. Hit him.
Just once, I would like to do something for our department that Steve doesn't ridicule me for.
Damn! Share this episode with him. Share this episode with him. That's amazing. Oh, was that Chance just screaming in the mic?
Yeah, that was a laugh because that was funny.
Oh, my God. Donovan has the most stunned look on his face, right? He was
Someone
not expecting.
Public safety.
Because
Shots
there's
fired.
Also, there's a giant building fire. Like, everything just caught
Somebody
on fire.
Somebody just lit a match and said, let her go, tater tat.
Yep.
I don't know what the reference is.
But he was looking off like he
was
reminiscing. He's reminiscing. I think there's a point in his life where he's a pyro.
I'm trying to see
and
how
he's
this
like,
plays
let
out
it, light
when
it
this
up,
episode
tater-tat.
Releases. I'm just
he said one thing. I'm not ridiculing you. Oh no! That's bad.
It's true.
So we gotta make sure this doesn't go on the beat. Then that's
yeah,
essentially
dude.
What
that'd be funny.
Here.
Can we get take your latest episode and share it with the faculty? Absolutely not. Okay.
Bleep bleep.
Yeah, this is a bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this?
Are y'all ready for this?
You're offered a pill. I'm on the pills today. Okay, I'm
on. You're on the pill.
I'm gonna derail you and change my mind.
What?
I want to go win a fighting game tournament.
You would want the adoration of those crowds?
I want to go to Evo.
Evo, yes.
Not lose a single match. Get the prize money. Walk away forever. Become a legend.
So they're like, do you ever remember that guy who never lost a match?
Crusher 77? What?
Crusher 77 would be your name, yes.
No.
Absolutely.
This no. isn't a real story, is it?
NFL concert. Yes, that actually is. The field after a Shakira concert for the Monday night football game this week. Yeah. If you see aerial shots of the field, it's trashed.
What's wrong with it?
Absolutely trashed. Like the turf is just ripped up all over the place.
That sucks.
Yeah. So they're trying to figure that out in the NFL.
Move
right
it
now.
To LA.
Hey, shut your mouth.
No one asked me what game I would play?
Yeah, what game?
Smash Brothers Melee.
No.
It has the most legends.
You wouldn't play Street Fighter?
It has the most legendary people.
Yeah, but Ultimate's going to have all of them together.
No. I'm going to destroy Mewtwo King.
That's okay, I'm going to derail us because we're about to go down the rabbit hole of gaming. I'll tell you that right now because we can get caught up in
Sports.
That for like an hour. Sports.
I mean, you know.
Okay, let me ask you this because I'm on the pills. You're offered
Good
a pill.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah. He's off a perk.
Yeah, congratulate me.
Perk
okay?
is sit.
You're offered a pill that makes you 25% more intelligent.
I didn't know you could go above 100%.
Oh, he stole my line.
You're so full of it.
Stole my line.
Donovan's using 2% at best.
122% intelligent. That's amazing.
But permanently removes your hair, including your eyebrows.
No.
Do you take it?
No, my hair is my best feature.
That's sad.
That's really
isn't it? Isn't it?
I'm going to have to say no to that as well.
Yeah.
Well, please be the one that says yes.
Oh, I mean, if it's just getting rid of, like, is it like
all of
hair?
Your hair? All of your hair.
So I'd be just like a
you'd be
like
a
newborn
naked
baby.
Mole rat. Yeah.
You'd be a Rufus.
You'd be Rufus from Kim Possible. So what would you do?
Kim Possible.
I mean, I would like the, you know, higher intelligence.
So you'd go there.
I mean, you can always do hair transplants.
At Bosley.
Yeah.
Get hair plugs.
Get that Bosley boy.
Be the next Elon Musk and do what Elon Musk did.
I mean,
Musk
if
did,
I get 25 more, you know, 25% more intelligence, then I'd be able to figure out a way to get my hair back.
Dang, that's next level. But really, though, I'm actually surprised you guys are so adamantly no on that.
I
have you seen this
smart.
Beard, boy?
I feel plenty smart. I don't need no more intelligence.
Yeah, I feel smart enough. I'm an idiot, but I feel smart enough.
Dude.
Get
Mama
good.
Said I'm smart. Okay. Okay, guys. Okay. What did Chance say in the back? He said he would.
Nah.
He said, look at
that
beard, boy.
I said, look at this beard, boy. You think I'm giving that up? It's
okay.
A no.
It's a hard no?
Yeah, because if he loses that, Brianna's out.
It's a no from me, dog.
It's kind of funny. All of us in the show have facial hair.
True that. Well, I don't know if you'd call what I have facial hair.
Again, he stole my line.
He's
so
beating
slow,
Darren to the punch now. He's beating Darren to
well,
the punch.
Well, I have to play it in my mind. Is this going to make Donovan want to jump off a cliff?
The answer is probably.
So I have to reel back what I'm going to say.
Just reel back for Donovan, but for other people, he's just going to let it lay out.
That's amazing.
Someone say that's a sign of respect.
It's a true sign of respect.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Some would be wrong.
Guys, what are some of your biggest pet peeves? What are things that people can do?
Water into a microphone.
Dang it.
Just kidding.
My biggest pet peeve is people driving up
What's that
but down in parking lots.
What do you mean? They drive up and down? Like they just
no,
go?
No, like there's like you know there's supposed to be directions. Like you go up to go. Like they go down the.
They
up
go the
or
wrong
go up
direction.
Down. Yeah. And they look at me like I'm the idiot. I'm like, hello, there's an arrow. I'm going the right direction. You need to turn around.
This is why I asked this
that
question.
That tilts me to no end.
Okay. But I feel like Walmart set you up for failure on this because they have that middle aisle that's both directions.
See, I know.
No, I get those. Those are fine. Like if it's laid out that it can be both ways, that's fine. But if it's like it here at UCM in our student parking lots, they are one ways only. And all the time I run into a student that's driving up the down so they can bolt it to the back to get to a parking spot.
Yeah.
That is going
to you honk at them?
No, I try and hit them.
Oh.
Because I'm about
fed
up
he's being
with it.
Serious.
Wait a second. And you don't succeed? Like I don't understand. How do you miss them?
Because they're still in their car.
Up.
He smashes
they see
them.
That I'm coming towards him like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap.
Okay. Dang. I struck a good nerve. With...
That's a hot take.
Coldplay in the background. That is a hot take. Give someone else. Give me a pet peeve. It could be anything. Something that really annoys you.
When people chew with their mouth open.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
Because my mom hates that, so then it made me hate it because I used to get smacked in the mouth for it.
Like actual full-on smack.
Oh, dude, yeah. 100%.
So the food
and
would
his
come
mouth was
out.
Open. And
yeah.
The food would fucking open.
Back when parents were parents.
Yeah, back when you
back
used
when
to get
parents were parents.
You know.
Dude, they'd like catch you like your mouth would come open slightly and she'd already be like rearing up with the hand. And you'd be like, whoop, and close it right back down.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My pet peeve would be when someone asks someone else if they need help and then volunteer me to help them.
You need help? Oh yeah, Darren will get it.
Yeah, exactly. My wife does this a lot.
Call out Kristen.
How, what scenario, though? Give me something.
Oh, like, Toby, you need help with your homework? Yeah, I can use some help. Okay, Dad will help you.
That's
like, what?
That's
I'm sitting
evil,
here watching football.
Dude.
Like
that's evil.
And what is she doing? What's she doing at the time?
Oh, probably cleaning or cooking or
something that's life sustaining.
So she is being productive, though.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what if she's sitting on the couch? Yeah, Dad'll help you.
Yeah, just, I mean,
I got one for you guys.
Oh, here we go.
What about whenever you explain something in class and then 6 seconds later somebody asks
Lord,
the question
help me.
Of what you just
he said,
explained?
Lord.
Lord, help me.
Two of us are instructors.
I mean,
around this
yeah,
day.
For real, though.
And it happened to me yesterday.
Happened to me last week.
So I
asked is that why we have this question
exactly.
popping up?
I said it, but here's the thing. Here's the caveat.
Ooh,
okay,
caviar.
Okay.
Caviar.
Caviar,
delicious.
Yes. Mm, delicious. This late student showed up and then proceeded to ask the question I
okay,
asked while they were
gone. Okay, that's completely different.
But,
okay.
But I already had said this point when I knew they were in the room, like another class period.
Okay.
So I've been repeating myself.
Well,
basically.
I will raise your story.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Oh, I'll see your story and raise you one?
Yeah, I'll raise it and see it.
We were doing a rule of thirds project in my class.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I want you to take 3 pictures with your phone. And I said, to do the rule of thirds for this class, I want you to hold your phone horizontal to take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, less than 2 minutes when I said, okay, go take your pictures, one girl was like, can we take the pictures with our phone up and down?
Oh, stop.
And I'm like, I looked around the room and like 3 people looked at me like laughing. I was
yeah.
like, I just said this. It needs to be horizontal to
yeah.
use the rule of thirds
and then
for this project.
Still gave you vertical pictures.
She's like, oh, okay. I'm like,
wow.
I just said it.
I hear anyway, you.
I got another pet peeve for you.
Get it, lay it out.
Whenever you pitch a project and somebody pitches the same one 5 minutes after you pitch your project.
Okay, now it's personal stories from Chance. We're not going there. We're not going there.
So wait.
Oh, gosh.
He's obviously got something to pick here. What was your pitch?
He wants to
I was going to do a spoof of Ghost Adventures. And then literally 5 minutes later, somebody pitched that they
okay.
wanted to do Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters. So he had adventures.
But listen.
Ghost Hunters.
But listen.
There's such a big difference.
Listen.
One
Phantom
hunts and
Journey.
One's on adventure.
Was the idea that you came to class with an idea to pitch?
Yeah,
yeah,
both of them.
Yeah, so they didn't know that going into it, that you were doing it as well.
And here's the thing. This is why I have the pitch day, because that way if you do overlap, it gives you a chance to either stick with it or come up with something else.
Yeah, I changed it.
Oh, that sucks.
And so did they. So now no one's doing Ghost Adventures.
No, I don't think he's the type to change it.
I told him to change it, so I hope both of you show up with your drums. No, anyway, moving on. Donovan, give me a pet peeve. What bothers
you? You still here?
I'm going to agree with Chance. Hearing other people chew makes me want to put my fist through a wall.
Oh.
I'm going to agree with Cordell.
Yeah.
There are rules. We live in a society. You follow the arrows, and no one gets hurt. I'm sure, as a professor, there are many pet peeves. One of my biggest pet peeves working as customer service was when parents were just mean to their kids for no reason. There was one time I was helping a family out to their car.
Okay.
Two adorable kids, a normal-ish looking mom.
Yeah.
The kids start just like having fun, being a little loud. We're outside. Who cares?
Yeah.
They're just like, blah, 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 we're kids. And she goes, shut up. Stop. What are you? Shut up.
Yeah.
They're just being kids. They're having fun. Yeah. I get that, yeah, you're probably tired and exhausted, and they go blah, 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 we're kids all the time. They're kids, dude. So then
I wish you would have
they
said
climb
that.
Into
they're
the car.
Kids,
they
dude.
Climb into the car, and one of the kids doesn't sit down immediately. He turns around, and he looks at me, and he's like waving at me and trying
help
to talk
me.
To me.
he's like writing it in, like somewhere on the window.
Well, no, but the back of the car is open, and he's looking back at me. He's like making faces or whatever, and then she like grabs him by his arm, spins him around, and sits him down in the chair. I'm like, lady, come on.
It's for
on.
His safety, really.
It's not they're not moving. I'm like, I'm just starting to put the groceries in the car. Yeah. It's stuff like that. Would
what kind of vehicle was it?
It was like an SUV.
I thought you were going to say a Mustang.
No.
But sit down.
It's stuff, a coupe. Like, that, it's a coupe. As a bagger, that was my biggest pet peeve. Was okay. Just like just people being so mean to their kids. Okay. It really bugged me.
I can't wait till you have kids.
It's really going
to
be great.
No, I mean, like I said, it's I try and see it from their perspective. But there's no reason.
I wouldn't say no.
When your kid's just being friendly to a stranger... And they're not like
that's
kicking
one thing
and
you
screaming.
Teach kids, nah.
Don't talk to strangers. Talk.
There's a difference between being friendly while your parent is right there and getting into a guy's van. Like you want to.
It starts with
there.
Talking,
what's
then it goes
wrong
to the van
slash oh white God. Truck with Arizona plates.
What time of day was
really
this?
Thought
when
you
this happened
like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
It was broad daylight.
I'm just curious.
No, I get.
I get it, too.
I get what you're saying.
I get what you're
really
saying.
Do.
I get that parents get frustrated, and I get that kids are a lot of work, but just be nice to your kids.
So you're just saying, like, in public, tone it down.
You get home, you do whatever you want.
Exactly. You go crazy.
Well, you know, you feel bad for the kids. You feel sad. You're like, oh, man.
Okay.
That kid's going home to that. He lives with that. He cannot get away from that.
Okay.
But let's play out this whole scenario.
Okay.
Let's play out this whole
scenario. I think we've hit a nerve.
Where were you bagging groceries?
What do you mean?
Where was
this job at?
It was on the Air Force Base.
It was on the Air Force Base. So let's assume
at their commissary.
Let's assume that this mom with these two young kids and her husband's been deployed for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And she's left alone with these two kids all the time.
Wow.
Well, let me hit you with this.
Okay.
She's an adult.
Oh.
Made the decision to have kids. So she has to bear the responsibility.
Maybe
of that.
She didn't make the decision to have kids, though.
It's not.
Yeah, it can happen by accident.
It's not the. It's not the kid's fault. It exists.
Okay, but
okay, I understand that. I understand
you're
that.
Bringing up. I mean, there's kids in this world that are abused.
Yeah,
and I understand that this might seem like a shock to you that she's telling her kid to shut up when he's being too loud. Maybe she had a headache. Who knows? Or telling
well,
him
he
to
wasn't
sit down.
Being rambunctious.
There's kids like in Johnson County whose parents don't even feed them at night.
Yeah.
So to say that, yeah, this is a pet peeve that you're mean to your kid.
I think it's not much as being mean to the kids as much as it is like a social outburst as it is.
Like
in
public.
Like you're out, like I've seen this before. You're like out in public and the parents start having to like loudly verbally discipline the kids. I've had that happen to me multiple times.
And then there's people that when you don't discipline your kids are like, God, they let their kids get away with everything.
Okay,
I know. So it's
that
like a double-edged sword. Yeah, so there's really no equilibrium here. I see.
Like I guarantee you if those same kids were in the movie theater with Donovan and they were being loud, he'd be like, is their mom going to tell him to shut up or what?
That's a different social setting.
That is a totally
different
back
to the keyword where I said we're outside.
Okay,
they're not being
as
loud.
A kid, yeah. As a kid, how are they supposed to differentiate quiet movie theater, open parking lot?
This
they
goes
don't.
Back to this,
you either teach
goes,
them to stop talking loudly in public or you don't. It's one or the other.
It's
not
parenting.
Both.
But that doesn't mean you have to do it in front of, you know, like a stranger. You wait until you're like in the car because that's what my parents would do. They'd be nice to everybody. And
so
then
you'd be loud through
car,
the whole movie, and then when they get out to the car,
oh, no,
dang
no.
It, Cordell, you're like, come on.
I mean, I don't know why we're going to a movie theater when we're talking about like a grocery shopping
but
experience.
I'm saying, as a kid, as a 2-year-old kid, they do not differentiate between a place where they're supposed to be quiet and a place they're supposed to be loud. If you don't stop the behavior altogether,
I am nailing this down to the situation Donovan is talking about, and not excurating going out to some random location.
But I'm saying, a 2-year-old. If you don't tell a kid they can't yell in public, they're not going to say, oh, I can yell now. I'm outside. They're going to be like, mom and dad don't care if I yell. They're going to yell. Okay. You have to stop it at all times or it's not going to stop at all is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, it's more of a parenting thing, but I'm still going with the fact that the social outbursts are a bit annoying.
It's more of an uncomfortability thing, right?
It's essentially what it is.
Like, you do have that parent that goes off on a kid in a store. You just kind of, you give them that look like, okay, like, we're going on with our lives, okay? You know, like, it's an uncomfortability thing.
That's
like,
true.
Really. You don't want to put other people in that kind of situation where they feel, they start assuming things about you as a parent.
Yeah, and I completely understand that. I just think that when you're in that same store or same parking lot and the kid's just wailing, crying, beating up their sibling, and the parents don't do anything about it, you're going to be on the opposite side of that saying, why aren't the parents stopping this? Why are they allowing this to happen?
Then that's when you sit back, sip your sweet Tina. Ain't my kid.
Okay, Carmen. So
my whole thing was originally that they were not being obnoxious. They were just being kids, brother and sister.
That's your opinion, though.
It's not his opinion, but if that is exactly what was happening, like if they were just sitting there being a little loud and talking about like a kid show that they watch or talking about like what they saw in the store.
Yeah,
with children, time. With a lot of kids, they like acting up just a little bit around strangers. Trust me, I know. And so they do get a little bit crazy. You guys look at me funny, but I'm the oldest of four, and so the whole child thing is weird. I see where you're coming from, Donovan. Really, I do. And this is why I'm kind of like weirded is why Darren over here is going to 80 bajillion places
how children behave. He just came up with an additional place. What do you mean?
So it's like
I'm just saying that a two-year-old is not going to have the mindset to say, oh, I can be loud because I'm in a parking lot of a grocery store.
You'd be surprised.
As opposed to I can't be loud, I'm in church. They don't differentiate that. I have two kids, Cordell.
I get that, but are they two?
They were at one time.
No, they skipped two.
They skipped two.
They were two several years ago, but now in this day and age, everybody's getting faster in learning. So you see,
a 2-year-old does not differentiate that, Cordell.
Oh I feel like they could, though.
They don't.
You have kids, Chance?
Are we going to have to?
I mean, I'm the oldest of five, and I pretty much have had to help raise my siblings.
Yeah, same here. So,
he one-upped you on that.
Haven't you noticed that sometimes as you go through that time, your younger siblings get better at things that you took a while to get used to? Like with, okay.
Cordell, yeah, this is, it's completely different than like learning like math.
I know this is more of a social learning experiment. It's essentially what we're going through here.
Children the age of two do not understand different spaces. Like, they don't understand that
this is
a church, I need to be quiet, I need to be quiet, this is okay to be loud. They don't get that.
They have no recognition
of that.
I feel like they can, though.
They don't.
There is a potential for that, because they're...
Let's just move on. How about that?
Yeah, man, this is almost as bad as sports.
I know. I love it, guys. Welcome to Derailed. Okay, the game show where everybody dies at some point.
Oh, so is this the Purge now?
I got class in 20, by the way.
Okay, I know you do. We're going to keep it going for 30. We're going to conclude the show on some lighter talk.
This is your fault. You came up with questions. Just remember that.
Well, what was the question that led into it?
Pet peeves.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good
And Donovan
point.
Gave
it's
his
funny.
Pet peeve.
I really just added that randomly, too. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking Thanksgiving. You guys all told me what you're thankful for. What is a family tradition you all have at Thanksgiving? What is something you do every year at Thanksgiving that's maybe a little bit unique to your family?
My brother has to fight everyone in the house.
Oh, wow. Physically or verbally?
Verbally.
Okay.
He says, I'm here to fight.
My brother has to fight everyone in the house.
Well, where'd that come from?
And then we all have to get mad and pissy, and then we all just sit quietly around the TV, and then we eat dinner.
Holy cow. That was real dark. Real dark.
Maybe I have a fight or two. Well, then, you know, let's see.
That's some dark meat turkey right there, man. That was real dark. Okay. I even led in saying, let's go something lighter, and he just took me right down the pit.
That is the lighter thing.
Right down the pit. That does make your family unique. Your brother just wants to go Mike Tyson verbally. Okay. Okay. While he's thinking of something else, Darren, do you have a family?
Yeah. So this is the first year.
Do you have a family? In my
prove it.
This is the first year in my 38 years of existence that I will not be partaking in my mom's side of the family's Thanksgiving, which usually consists of, you know, obviously a full meal, my grandma making noodles, you know, we have mashed potatoes, turkey, ham, all that, stuffing, what have you. This is the first year that we're not actually going to be doing that. So.
And what are you doing? Tell everybody.
I'm going on a cruise.
I don't know what the jingle is.
I feel like every time someone says they're going on a cruise.
Two tickets to paradise.
But he's got seven tickets.
Six, but
six tickets to paradise.
Six tickets to paradise. Thanks, Groupon.
That's cool. Hey,
I'm taking my kids, and I'm thankful that I taught them to not be loud in public. So when we're on a cruise ship, people
don't
want to throw us overboard.
Stop.
And how old are your kids right now?
13 and 10.
He chucks them overboard
for now.
And I taught them when they were two not to be loud in public.
Oh, so they can learn how to be not loud.
Anyway,
but not if you don't tell them. But that's what I'm saying.
No. I'm going back to Chance's here.
Yeah, but he's saying if you don't teach them, and that's what I'm saying.
No, he's saying that's not possible.
Sports
is not possible at all.
On their own.
He's over here shaking his dread. So
that's not what I said, Cordell.
That's not what he said at all.
But that's how I'm reading it. Like,
well, you read it wrong.
So no. Okay, then let me reverse back. Choo choo. Back in the caboose.
Weird. Your mic just shut off.
No.
Hey, we're losing Donovan again. This guy literally has no willpower to stick around a show.
I say we exile him from the show.
Like,
we take a vote.
He's actually. No, I think he might actually officially lose his spot.
Who actually just
next
joined
time.
Chance in the booth there?
It's Danielle.
Oh,
she's intruding.
Cordell.
Si, senor.
Let's keep it civil. Family tradition.
Sweet potatoes.
That's the whole family tradition.
That's pretty. That's,
oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it.
Oh, why not?
It is a fight for the sweet potatoes.
So you never make enough?
No.
So it's like one little bowl.
Are these mashed, broiled? What are these?
Yeah, how do you make them? How do you make
them? My mom puts them in a tin.
Marshmallows?
Yeah, marshmallows on top, brown sugar. Oh, it's delicious. And then my grandfather's sitting right next to the tub, and it's like, can I have some, grandfather?
No. Donovan just walked by the studio. He is not coming in here.
And I'm like, okay.
Good. Okay. He's not coming back in.
He's recording his own podcast now.
He's called Railed.
Favorite. This has got totally derailed again, and I love it, guys. I'm embracing the spirit of the show. But, Darren, we'll go quickly around here before we close the show. Favorite Thanksgiving food item?
Noodles.
Noodles, okay.
Deviled eggs.
Ooh, I love some deviled eggs.
That honey ham, boy.
Ooh, ham's good.
What's yours?
We do ham and turkey of mine. I'm a huge fan of some green bean casserole.
That's not bad. Fair.
Underrated.
Yeah.
It is underrated.
Crisp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The crispiness in there is fire. With some apple pie afterward. Yeah. But anyway, that'll be our closing thought of the day. It just seems quieter in here now that Don was out.
It's peaceful.
It's very, like, I'm very much at
There's
at
a lot
peace.
Of tension.
There is. We're going to, we'll cut that. We'll have a week, basically. You guys will have a week off to really decompress a little bit, and then we'll come back and talk about our breaks. We'll talk about the cruise. Hopefully, they make a million turkeys for everyone on the ship. Okay? But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Scott.
Darren. Cordizzi for Cheesy off the Hemian Bulimia.
Chance.
Boom. And we'll see you on the next episode in 2 weeks. Bye.